Strike a pose. What a picture.
So, why are we all here again?
Sony asked her three friends as they made their way to the gates of the Great Pegasus City in the mountains.
No idea.
Hitch shrugged as he glanced around at the towering buildings that were a far cry from Maritime Bay.
She was lucky that this coincidentally fitted in nicely with my break time.
Did Pip say anything new about what she's planning, Zip?
Izzy asked the White Pegasus.
Even I have no idea what's going on.
Zip sighed and looked down at the glittering invitation that they have all received. It didn't say much, it just said in Pip's fancy calligraphic writing to come over to the main plaza of Zephyr Heights for a surprise. All of them arrived at the same time as instructed.
Yeah.
Zip huffed.
Me and my sister have very different definitions when it comes to the word surprise.
Aw, don't be like that.
Izzy chimed in from behind them.
This could be fun.
And there's another word that we have different opinions about.
Zip rolled her eyes.
Well?
Sunny chuckled at Zip's enthusiasm.
We're about to find out. Here comes Pip right now.
She pointed towards the sky and the rest of them looked up to see Pip fluttering down as fast as her fluffy wings could carry her. Glinting in the sunlight, the four of them could just make out the shape of her phone being held in one hoof. Zip began to get nervous at the sight of the device in her hoof. Her fears were confirmed when Pip landed in front of the group with a cursed device held high and the camera directed at her younger sister's face.
Oh no.
Zip wheezed.
How's it going, Pipsqueaks, and welcome to a very special livestream in the big city of Zephyr Heights. With me are my very best friends and sister, so say hi, every pony.
Pip turned the camera to the five ponies. Sunny and Hitch had no hesitations in waving at the camera. Zip so wanted to get away from the camera's view, but Izzy was hugging her too tightly to let her escape as she waved frantically at the camera. Zip could do nothing but put on a strained smile, ignore the sweat accumulating on her forehead, and give a dainty wave. Luckily, the camera didn't linger onto the group for long, and Pip turned the camera back to her.
I have enlisted my trusty friends here today to help with a special stream. With the unification of all three tribes, it will mean that we will be exchanging our technology and knowledge as a sign of friendship in these changing times. This will mean that many unicorns and earth ponies will be able to get their hooves on new phones in the not-so-far future.
Pip began her explanation.
Oh, that's so thoughtful.
Sunny beamed.
Thank you, Sunny.
Pip smiled.
Mother has her neck above a sea of paperwork trying to finalize external business trade plans, but she predicted that all of you ponies will be able to get new phones in a month.
Wow, that's good to know, Hitch said.
I can definitely help with business plans in Maritime Bay, now that Kenderlogic is being taken down.
Which is why,
Pip quickly said before some pony else came in.
I was thinking of doing a livestream on how to use your new phones in the future to take the best pictures. There are many different types of photos that you can do with a simple smartphone like mine.
Wait.
Izzy raised a hoof.
A picture isn't just a picture on a phone?
Oh no, 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 Izzy, there's more to it than that.
Pip shook her head.
With the help of my friends, I'll be showing you the different types of pictures that you can take on your smartphone.
She turned to her three excited friends and the one not-so-excited sister.
So, every pony ready to help out?
Every pony in the group nodded with enthusiasm, except for Zip. She wanted to be anywhere but here.
I should have seen this coming.
She muttered under her breath.
First up, the simple portraiture. It just involves the phone's back camera and a pony. The direction of the light is important, as you don't want a face that's caught in a shadow or has one half of the face shaded and the other one in light. Hitch, care to do the first example for me?
Hitch looked at the others, who shrugged, shrugging back and trotted to where Pip instructed him to stand.
Oh, that's the perfect spot!
Pip complimented as she turned the phone's settings to share mode.
As you can see, the light of the sun shows this handsome stallion's face and features well, and captures the Sheriff of Maritime Bay wonderfully.
A small blush spread across Hitch's face. It didn't help that the others were giggling from the side.
Now Hitch, give us and the Pipsqueaks your best Sheriff's pose.
It wasn't difficult for the stallion, who flicked his hair and gave a teeth-filled smile at the camera, the sunlight even capturing the shine of his teeth.
Ooh, very nice.
Pip complimented, and then she looked down to see hearts floating up at the screen.
And the Pipsqueaks think so too.
Sunny was glad that she nor Hitch got out of a certain calendar for this particular event.
Okay, next is the famous selfie photo. And all that requires is one or more ponies with the front camera facing you and your friend or friends.
She then tapped her phone to have the other camera on.
Izzy, care to join me? This type of photo is perfect for you.
Izzy gasped and squeed in glee.
Would I?
She rhetorically asked and bounced over to Pip. Pip and Izzy hugged as Pip had her phone in a hoof outstretched, and with the front camera facing them.
Say BFFs!
Pip smiled.
BFFs!
Izzy replied with a wider smile to match Pip's. Pip pressed the camera button and a click could be heard.
Wonderful!
Pip smiled as she showed the captured image to Izzy, who had her eyes glued to the screen. Thumbs up floated from the corner of her phone.
And it seems my fellow Pipsqueaks like it too.
Stars appeared in Izzy's eyes.
Yay, I'm likable!
Izzy chuckled and quickly rejoined the group.
Now let's play with the camera setting and go to grayscale.
Pip tapped her phone several times and went for a black and white filter.
This is good for photos that you want to take a certain mood for. The brightness indicates something warm and friendly, while the darker side takes more to the mysterious and sometimes sad mood. With my friends, of course, I'm going to go with bright. Hitch, would you be so kind as to take a picture of me and Sunny?
Sure.
Hitch walked over to her.
Be warned though, this is my first time using one of these things and it may turn out wonky.
I don't mind at all. In fact, the wonkiness of the photo can create a mood of its own.
Pip smiled as she handed over the phone to Hitch, who fiddled around with it in his hooves. Getting acquainted with this new piece of gear, he managed to figure out how it works and pointed the right camera towards the two girls.
Alright, say cheese!
Cheese!
Both Sunny and Pip said, hooves wrapped around each other. There was another sound and the picture was taken. Pip fluttered over to see Hitch's work.
Oh, very nice, Hitch. I may just be able to make a photographer out of you yet.
Pip semi-teased. Hitch chuckled sheepishly while rubbing the back of his head.
Next is the panoramic effect, or the simple one where the pony is to one side and the camera focuses on the views behind them. I know that my dear sister Zip is quite camera shy, so I will let her off with her to go to the side and I'll be focusing more on the views of Zephyr Heights. No way,
Zip said firmly.
No pictures for me, you, or the fans. Oh, just one picture. Come on, Zip, it'll be fun.
Her younger sister started to whine. She suddenly turned the phone's camera on her sister and Zip had had enough. The rest of the pony smiled at the two siblings' antics, with Zip flying around the square and Pip clicking the button as fast as she could whenever she could.
Leave it, Pip!
Zip shouted from the air.
You're not getting my picture! Try me!
Pip said as she held the phone in her hoof. It was then that Zip had an idea form in her head. In one big surprise attack, Zip swooped down and grabbed her hoof. Pip thrashed her front hooves around, but Zip pinned her down with a hoof on her head.
How about I try something new? I may actually have a new trend for once.
Zip said with a wicked smile, but Pip was too busy trying to get her phone back to notice.
I think I'll call it illusion photography. That doesn't make any sense!
Pip argued back as she continued to struggle.
How can you create an illusion with photography? Oh, well then I suggest you watch and learn, little sis.
Zip teased as she forced her sister to sit on the floor with Pip complaining that the ground was dust-ridden. She then walks a couple of distances back until she was satisfied. The others, including Pip, noticed how she would hold her hooves up in some strange gesture. Once she was satisfied, she turned to Sunny.
Sunny, mind giving me a hand?
She called over her shoulder. Pip just stared blankly in the far-off distance, wondering what her sister got up her hoof. Sunny looked back at the others, shrugged, and trotted over to her friend.
Right then, just take the picture and you'll get it when it's taken.
Zip motioned to the phone in her hoof. Sunny looked down at the device, then back at Zip. She finally made up her mind and gingerly picked up Pip's phone. When she realized what Zip had planned while taking a look at the screen, a smile crept up her face as Zip positioned where her hooves needed to be.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Pip is the smaller sister.
Zip giggled at her own words. The click indicated that the photo was taken and the others, Pip included, went to see what Zip had done. At the sight of the final picture, every pony burst out laughing, all except one. Pip was horrified at the picture on display.
Now you really are the smaller sister.
Zip said triumphantly, happy to get some payback.
What have you done?
Pip shrieked.
Those photos go instantly to my social media! Congratulations, you set a new trend with your big sister's help?
Was all Zip could muster before she shot up into the air. Pip followed closely behind her.
You may have set a new trend by yourself for once, but I didn't want you to show my Pipsqueaks this example!
Pip's angered voice carried through the air to every pony's ears. The three of them on the ground had their eyes follow the two of them until they were nothing more than tiny specks in the distance.
Well, that was something.
Sunny managed to find her words.
You can say that again.
Hitch nodded in agreement.
Now I want a phone for myself.
Izzy said excitedly.
The creativity that comes from it is mind-blowing.
Should we go?
Hitch asked.
Since they're siblings, I think we just got caught in their sibling antics today.
Sunny sighed.
They'll calm down. Eventually. So, what now?
Izzy asked the two Earth ponies.
I don't know about you, but I really want to look around Zephyr Heights. A lot has changed now, and I want to see what's new.
Sunny smiled.
Want to grab a bite?
Sure.
Hitch shrugged.
I'm in.
And Izzy raised a hoof. The three of them then turned and headed towards the Pegasus City as two particularly fast specks continued to fly around the city. There are some things in life that you just can't get enough of, and this is one of them. Small wholesome stuff like this, absolutely lovely. Now let's get on to our sparkling donators. Top donators are 630, J10 Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, Dash of Evergreen, and Saru Orion. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Crazy Color 557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Hadzaza, Riot Soul, Iron Sky, Badass Waffle, and many more fabulous people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.